on the ticket. You can only wonder what they're saying in Philadelphia this morning about Murray being an Eagle from the hated Cowboys. They've now got the league's leading rusher, and boy, what a week it's been for Eagles fans and all the moves Chip Kelly has made. So let's now eavesdrop on their all-sports radio station, their morning show, the Touchdown Brothers, on K-Spare in Philly.
You know, I will say that it was purely a financial decision.
Yeah.
Yep.
Look, DeMarco Murphy is a great player. We like DeMarco, and we wish him well.
All right, and, hey, Jerry.
Look, we're going to stay in touch with him because he's playing for you guys now.
Yeah, Jerry.
No,
let me.
Okay. I regret that DeMarco and I got a little sideways there for a while, but it's understandable. He took my seat in the basketball booty gang, and I resented it.
What?
Good old Tony, you know what I'm talking about there, don't you?
That's right, Jerry. Yeah. I know what you're talking about there, Jerry. Hey, listen, thanks. We really appreciate you coming on here this morning. We really appreciate you punching the Eagles ticket to the Super Bowl. We appreciate that, Jerry, for you doing that to the Eagles. Maybe we'll send you a DeMarco Murray Eagles jersey. We appreciate you, and we appreciate you what y'all's done to y'all's bodies.
What? I don't understand that. Right,
yeah.
No, hey, I appreciate you guys having me on.
Yeah.
Always good to be on with the Touchdown Brothers.
All right, Jerry.
You guys have a great show, and I know Gene and I always enjoy it. And, you know, I should say that I have seen hard times before. One time at Love Field,
Jerry.
I tried to pay with a credit card.
All right, Jerry, we're going to let you go now. We've heard that. You're not going to tell that story again on the air. You told it. Yeah, thank you,
good
Jerry.
Good morning, Jerry.
Thank you so
Thanks,
much.
Jerry.
Good Lord, how many times he told that story on the air?
I don't know.
Jeez,
I put it a million
up
times.
The credit card.
Hey, I got to give him credit. You know, he came on the show with us, and he got ripped, and he took his medicine.
Yeah, he did, you know. Hey. That's great. We always love having him on. That's Jerry Jones, the general mismanager of the Dallas Cowboys. He's one of our all-time favorite failures to have on here at the Touchdown Brothers. Despite the fact that he's technically on the enemy's side, hey, come on, let's be honest. Having Jerry over there is basically like the Eagles having a sleeper cell at Valley Ranch.
It might be the Eagles MVP this year. Thanks a lot, Jerry.
Hey. All right, don't forget, at 10:15, we have Tony's story about how he took a dump at Wendy's. I don't know what that's
so
about.
So embarrassing, man. You know, I should probably apologize to that woman.
Yeah, I don't even know if we should do that story.
The look on the kids' faces.
But hold on. Wait for 10:15.
All right.
Then at 10:50, Eli Jordan joins us from Dallas. He says he's the morning guy down there, and he wants to tell us the real story of why the Cowboys didn't want to keep DeMarco Murray, and it involves some sort of Walmart parking lot confrontation. I don't know. Yeah.
He does the whole show down there in Dallas.
That's what he says.
Okay.
Seems like a lot to me.
Fine. We'll get
All
him
right.
on.
But right now we need to go to the phones. Let's go to the wild card line. No, let's go to East of the Rockies. Sal in South Philly. You're on with a Touchdown Brother. Sal, how's it going?
Hey, how are you two guys doing this morning?
Great.
We're doing all right.
Hey, I got to say, I don't like having a cowgirl as our running back, but it is kind of funny hearing Tony Homo cry about losing his boyfriend.
Oh, he was crying. I saw him at the Rangers spring training, and
That's
Romo
good,
was
that,
crying.
I lost my running back.
Yeah. He was crying and everything.
Yeah.
Hey, I got a question for you two guys.
Yeah.
Do you guys know anybody who might want to date an unemployed 37-year-old who lives in his mother's basement but loves the Eagles a lot? I'm not doing well, guys. I need a girlfriend.
Nah, Sal.
Need one badly.
Hang in there, Sal.
Hey, pal.
Bye-bye.
Sal!
Hey, he didn't sound like he's doing too good.
Oh, man, I don't know.
What's wrong with Sal this morning?
I don't know. He always sounded so successful.
This is like the greatest day in Eagles history, and
what's
Sal's
Sal
depressed?
Bringing us down for?
You don't
Come
need
on.
A girl, Sal. You got DeMarco Murray.
Yeah! He's got a fleshlight in a DeMarco Murray jersey.
Hey, he's better looking than half the women in Philly anyway.
All right, I tell you what. Yeah. David Moore joins us next. Stay with us on the Touchdown Brothers.
All right, Touchdown, baby.
Wow, David Moore. Eli, you're on their show later? Good Lord.
Huh.
All right, there you go. The
I
want to
hear the Wendy
brother.
Story.
Oh, oh man. All right, it's 8:48.
Tony had to apologize to some woman. I don't know.
8:48 on the